Well, good evening. Welcome to St. John's Church. My name is Alec. I'm one of the ministry team here. And a special welcome to you if you're visiting, having received the invitation to come and remember someone that you've lost, whether it's a family member or a friend. We do hope that this service will be of some comfort and encouragement to you this evening. I'm going to begin by reading from Psalm 91. It says this: "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." It's our prayer this evening that we would all come to find refuge, comfort, shelter in the Lord in each of our own individual circumstances. We're going to begin our service by singing a hymn. Let me say that everything should either appear on the screen or, if you'd prefer, on your service sheets as well throughout the service. So we'll stand to sing, "Crown Him with Many Crowns." Take a seat. In Psalm 90, we read, "You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence." And so, and knowing that God knows our hearts, we come before Him now to pray a prayer of confession. And we'll say this prayer together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and peace, now and forever. Amen. We're going to continue in prayer now. Our Heavenly Father, who gave your Son Jesus Christ to suffering and death on the cross, and raised him to life in glory, grant to us all who mourn and remember a patient faith in times of darkness, and strengthen our hearts with the knowledge of your love. We remember today our many loved ones whose loss we feel so keenly. And Lord God, we pray especially for the family and friends of Maureen Ashburner, Irene Ashley, Glenys Ball, Joan Bates, Kate Bealey, Doreen Bennett, Mardy Besant, Maurice Biddle, Robert Birtwistle, George Blake, Pauline Blears, Alan Bowers, Harold Briscoe, Bob Carey, Gwen Carter, Anthony Chaplin, Shirley Cope, Stuart Crook, Kath Dix, Steve Dixon, Dorothy Eady, Hilda Emerson, Mavis Follows, Elizabeth Foster, Pamela Gaskell, Peter Harrop, Maureen Hartwell, Peter Haswell, Peggy Hilditch, Elizabeth Hindley, Sylvia Irving, Bernard Jackson, Doris Jackson, Jeffrey Jackson, Audrey Johnson, Mark Knight, Brenda Leather, Mark Manning, Pat Mitten, Gwen Musker, David Nankolos, Pat O'Brien, John Oliver, Lee Oliver, Roy Palin, Joan Parkin, Joyce Podmore, Jennifer Powell, Betty Powell, David Rathbone, Beryl Ryder, Jeffrey Sale, Margaret Scott, Brian Simpson, Margaret Smith, Jean Spencer, Paul Stockton, Tom Swithenbank, Roz Taylor, David Truesdale, Doris Vickers, Bert Wake, Joe Waterhouse, Richard Watson, Olive White, Derek Ritzlaw, Frieda Whittaker, and Martin Wood. And for those who are not named here, but who are dear to us and we miss, we ask that you would comfort all those family and friends at this time. Bring your comfort. Bring hope. Bring faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And on this Remembrance Sunday, we also pray for our world. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the nations divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And as we think of the wider world, we also pray for two mission partners that we support as a church here in Hartford. We pray for Johnny and Anne McLean working in Thailand, in Bangkok, and for Kip and Rachel Chelasaw, working in Nairobi in Kenya. Father, we pray for these missionaries serving you as they seek to spread the good news of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, and the peace that we can have with you. We pray that you would strengthen them, sustain them in their service of you, and graciously use them to build your kingdom across the world. And we pray also the collect for today. Merciful Lord, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer, which you can find on the screen or in your service sheets. So together we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to stand to sing again our next hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
I'm
your seat as Joyce comes to bring our Bible reading.
The reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and can be found on page 1153 of the Church Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now, these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Joyce. Before Michael comes to preach from that passage, we're going to sing again, What a Friend I Have in Jesus.
as we remain standing, a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have not left us in the dark concerning yourself and your love, but have shown yourself to us in the Lord Jesus and in the Scriptures. Help us now as we think about a few words from your word to hear what you have to say to us, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please be seated. How are you? People often ask us that, don't they? How are you? And because we're British and it's conventional anyway, we tend to reply, "Oh, I'm fine, thank you," or "Not so bad." But what is the reality? What's the reality for you and for me this evening? It may be that we are fine, that most things are going very well in our lives, and we've got every reason to be joyful. And indeed, we have much to be thankful for, all of us. We live in a part of the world where there is comparative peace and security. We know where the next meal is going to come from. And as we take part in this memorial service, many will be able to look back and be thankful for the life of a particular loved one, for the ways in which his or her life has enriched our lives. But there are some here who are hurting. Hurting because of the loss of a loved one. When our lives are so intertwined with another, when we have loved another and been loved by them, and they're taken from us, it's hard. The fact is that loneliness and heartache are the lot of some of us today. For many people, and at some time or another for everyone, life is difficult. And often we ask ourselves, why? Why do things not seem to go right for me? Why am I in this situation? Do I deserve this? And maybe at times we go even further and get angry on account of our situation. We shake our fist at what William Shakespeare called the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. That's life. And sometimes it's hard. How are we to make sense of it? Well, a few moments ago, we heard some famous words written by St. Paul. Famous because they are part of that passage about true love. The one that ends, "These three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Just before those words, we read this: "Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Now I know in part, Paul is speaking here about life as we experience it, with all its joys and sorrows, with all its perplexities and difficulties. He says that it's like looking into a poor reflection. Now, in his day, they didn't have the sort of mirrors that we have, which give an accurate reflection. I sometimes wish, as I look into my shaving mirror in the morning, that it wasn't quite as accurate as it is. But in St. Paul's day, the reflection in a mirror was often distorted and uneven. You couldn't get a true picture. Paul is telling us that as we look at our lives, at our situations, we do not get the full, the true picture. What we see now is partial, is incomplete. To everyone here tonight, and especially to those of you who are hurting, I want to say that whatever our experience, however bright we may be, whether we have faith in God or not, we have not got the full picture. And that's especially because there is more, far more to reality than what we can see and touch and put through our computers. There is a whole realm, a spiritual realm, beyond our immediate experience. Now, the Bible says, we've only got part of the picture, and we haven't necessarily understood it completely aright. And it may not make sense. A lady once showed her friend a piece of material. I imagine it was about the size of this Bible. And as she looked at it, it didn't make any sense. Lots of colours, but no particular pattern or picture or message or anything. It just looked a bit of a mess. And then she turned the piece of material round. It was a beautiful piece of embroidery, containing the words, God is love. What her friend had first seen was the back of the cloth, and what she saw didn't make sense. Indeed, it was a mess. But when she looked at the same cloth from the other side, there was beauty, there was clarity, it made sense. In all our daily experience, we're looking at things from an earthly perspective. From God's side, it looks different. What we cannot understand, what seemingly has no rhyme or reason, is part of his eternal purposes of love. That's why Paul says that though now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror, then we will see face to face. Though now we know in part, then we will know fully. Well, we know, each of us, we know what now is like. Paul assures us that there will also be a then when we meet with our Creator and give an account of ourselves to him. One of the many good things about then will be that we will see that all that has happened to us here on earth, we'll see it in a new light. What we don't understand will be made clear. Our present heartaches and frustrations will be gone. Tears and heartache will be a thing of the past. We will see, Paul says, face to face. We will know fully the Lord, who now we can know, but only in part. We will know for ourselves the God who knows us through and through. Then I shall know fully, St. Paul says, even as I am fully known. I wonder if you heard what he was saying there. Even as I am fully known. He's saying that even now God knows you and me and knows us fully. That is, God knows all that's going on in our lives, our thinking, our feelings, all there is to know about you and me. God knows it altogether. That's a great comfort. He knows how we feel in the light of the death of a loved one. He knows our heartache, our loneliness, and for some, that sense of being abandoned. Which brings us back again from the then to the now. You see, God knows us now. Right now as we meet here in Hartford Church. Because he is God, nothing is hidden from him. More than that, he understands. In the person of Jesus, he has come to this planet, the planet that he made. Someone has come from the world we can experience then into the world of our experience now. He has come as a man, sharing the ups and downs of a human home, entering into life as we human beings experience it. Jesus knew sorrow and despair. He wept at the grave of his friend, a man called Lazarus. His heart went out to parents whose child had died, to a widow in all her anxiety. And when he was executed, even from the cross, Jesus made provision for the care of his widowed mother. God knows. God understands. And Jesus Christ died and was raised to life again. He is alive right now. And he meets with men and women as we reach out to him in faith. He meets us with forgiveness, when we're not what we ought to be, when we allow situations and people and our own preoccupations to take the first place in our lives, rather than God, our Creator. He meets with us, and he bestows on those who trust in Jesus the gift of eternal life, the gift of hope in the midst of all our struggles. As we have faith, we are given hope for we know his wonderful love. Right through the 20th century, the Marxists condemned Christianity as, quote, pie in the sky when you die, unquote. In this 21st century, the atheists and many secularists are seeking to push the Christian faith out from the center of life. They do not bargain for what Christian believers have discovered down the centuries, that even in the most despairing of circumstances, even when we are at our wit's end, he is there to soothe, to encourage, to give fresh vision, and to give hope. Earlier we sang these words. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms, he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. If we are to make sense of life and be able to cope with those things which seem so hard, so unfair, so cold, we can find in him, in Jesus Christ, all that we need. And down the centuries, those who have reached out to Jesus Christ in trust, trusting him as the one who died the death they deserve, and rose again to life, they have found him to be the one who meets with them and encourages them and challenges them and leads them through all the ups and downs of this present life. So let me finish as I began. How are you? How is it with you and God?
Thank you, Michael. Maybe that something Michael has said has stirred something for you that you would like to speak more about. It may be that you just want to speak to someone to share how things have been going over the last few months. Please do, regardless of whether you want to chat to someone, please do stay for a cup of tea and some refreshments after the service. You're all very warmly welcome to do that. And they'll be served in the extension just through the glass doors there. We're going to stand to sing our final hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
See you now.
going to close in prayer in a moment, but can I just say that after we've closed the service formally, whilst tea and coffee are being served, the names of those who we are remembering today will appear on the screen as well, and we'll scroll through the different names. So a final prayer as we close. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.